Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are going to dive into God's Word together today. It is Salvation Sunday. It's one of my favorite days of the week because we go through the Old Testament, New Testament, and we're looking at biblical areas that God saves his people. And different people he's used. So we're kind of been in Moses for a little bit. I love the story of Moses and the chronological history that's laid out through the life of Moses. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does make a difference. So many of you are stepping up to becoming monthly donors, and you've joined us on this goal of changing our hearts so that we change the public square. Because how many of you know that if we don't have heart change, you know, we're not going to out debate, out yell, out scream people to understanding a biblical worldview nor a conservative worldview. So thank you for your partnership with us as we move forward. We are in Exodus chapter 15, and we are going to look at a song of Moses and Israel. And then we're going to get down here. The Lord provides water. This is the salvation part. So we're going to look at that eventually. But I want to read this song to you. It says, "Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord." All right. So here they are. They sang a song to the Lord. Today, I want to encourage you, sing a song to the Lord. Don't just sing a song. Don't try to think about the right notes or write this, write that. Sing a song to the Lord. Let your heart engage with the presence of Almighty God. "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song." Ooh, some of you need to sing that to the Lord today. God, you are our strength and our song over the state of Washington. "And he has become my salvation." Lord, you are our salvation over the people of Washington. Individually, we turn to you, God. "This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior." Can you thank God for being such a mighty warrior? You let your heart just sing out to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that he is a warrior. "The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea, and the choices of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power." God is so just. His right hand is majestic in power. "Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff." Look at that. We don't want to be on the wrong side of God. You say, what does that mean? Well, repent. Turn to the living God. Allow the work that Jesus Christ has done on the cross for your sins resonate in your heart. Become born again. Become a Christ follower by confessing Jesus as Lord and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. Otherwise, if you don't have that faith in Christ, you're an enemy of God, it says. You say, "I don't want to be an enemy of God." Well, then confess Jesus as Lord. "At the blast of your nostrils, the waters were filled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, 'I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil.'" To a certain degree, in the spirit realm, I think that is what's happening over Washington right now. The enemy has said, "We will pursue, we will overtake, we will divide. My desire shall be gratified against them." I think we are in this spiritual battle over Washington like never before. "I will draw out my sword. My hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord?" Just remember that even in that spiritual realm, and I do believe that those who are not born again, inadvertently, unknowingly, can be used by the enemy to do the schemes of the enemy with false compassion, false hope, false this and that. But I want you to know, We serve a God who is a warrior, it says, and the Lord is his name. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like your majestic in holiness? We serve a holy God, awesome in praises, working wonders. You stretch out your right hand. God, stretch out your right hand against the spiritual enemies of Washington. The earth swallowed them. You have led the people whom you have redeemed. In your strength, you have guided them to your holy habitation. The peoples have heard, they tremble. Now, in no way am I insinuating that Washington State has taken the place of Israel, but what I am saying is this: God is the redeeming God. He is the God who saves us. And we look forward to Israel, the nation of Israel, being fully redeemed by Almighty God. We also want the gospel message to go across Washington State like never before. And so the peoples have heard, they tremble. Anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were dismayed. The leaders of Moab trembling grips them. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them. But the greatness of your arm, they are motionless as stones. By the greatness of your arm, they are as motionless as stones. Until your people pass over, O Lord. Until the people pass over whom you have purchased. Have you been purchased by Almighty God? You say, what do you mean be purchased? Well, you were a debtor, a slave to sin. And Jesus's death on that cross purchased you. You got to accept the payment, though. You say, what do you mean accept the payment? If you want to be a slave to sin, slave to unrighteousness, you can be. God gives you free will to do that. But here's the free gift of God. It's his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins and rose again that you may have eternal life. And God wants you to hear this loud and clear today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you place your hope in God and you begin that heart transformation of being born again. Look at this. You will bring them and plant them in the mountains of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which you your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Amen. I look forward to one day being under the reign of God. For the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and the horsemen went into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea on them. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea. Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the timber in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines, you might say, and with dancing. Miriam all answered them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his riders he has hurled into the sea." So they took some time to praise God Almighty. And I hope that today, as you go into your house of worship, as you go to that place where you hear the word of God, that you will sing a song from your heart to God Almighty, the mighty warrior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. Now let's see how God saves his people. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. God has numbers that he loves. 3 days. He loves that. He loves to deliver his people on that third day. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah. I might be saying that wrong. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. He said, "If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there besides the waters. Today, you may need to be refreshed by Almighty God. Will you obey his voice? Give praise to the King above your circumstances? Will you listen to what God has said and understand that he is your healer? Will you walk in the commands and the statutes of Almighty God? What are his statutes? Very simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all that you are, with all of your being, your mind, your will, your emotions. Love God. Worship God alone. Have no other idols. Second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Will you see all of the law and the prophets fulfilled in those two great commands? To love God. If Jesus is inside of your heart and inside of your mind, it's going to radically change how you live today. God wants to move on you like never before. And to know that he is a mighty God, a warrior God who loves us, who cares for us. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of hope. Today is the day that you realign yourself with God's word. Let's repent together. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and as a people, we have gotten so far off, God. God, we have placed idols, the idol of government, the idol of politicians, the idol of who's in power, the idol of prosperity, whatever it might be. We've placed all these idols before you, God. God, we tear down those idols today, and we say that you are the living God, the holy one, the righteous one that goes before us in all things, oh God. How we need you, God, how we need you. God, we need your presence. And now, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness. And we proclaim, you are our living God. You are the holy one. You are the risen one. You are the righteous one. Lord, we have you based on faith through grace and the blood of Jesus Christ. We walk with you and you walk with us. God, your spirit dwells inside of us. That resurrection spirit is inside of us like never before, God. You are changing us from the inside out. God, we thank you for your provision. We thank you that you are our healer. God, we thank you that you have commanded us to love you, and we love you. We love our neighbors, God. God, I pray for Governor Bob Ferguson, President Donald J. Trump, Maria Cantwell, Patty Murray, Michael Baumgartner. I pray for Elon Musk. I don't know why that just popped in my head, but Elon Musk. I pray for so many others today. Suzanne Schmidt. I pray for Christian Leonard. God, I pray that you would allow them to be on the rock of Christ Jesus, that by faith through grace, that they would respond to your mercies that you are pouring out and confess you as Lord. God, that they will truly, I pray that Governor Bob Ferguson will truly love you with all of his heart, with all his soul, with all of his mind, and that he will love his neighbor, God, the way that you would have him to love himself. God, with sacrificial love. God, that empires of states and empires of California and Oregon and Washington State, that they would be torn down. And God, that we would see the goodness of God. And God, that we would know that you are rejuvenating us in a revival like never before, God. We need you, God. We have you, God. Thank you for your goodness, mercy, and grace on our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.